When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Ba o si Maki? Yan ang number one question ko. Kasi Maki calls Gino short. And Gino calls Maki short.
Pareho sila naka-multistrada.
And pareho sila, kung naka-multistrada, medyo tall ka, di ba?
Pero FJ Moto finisher ako.
Wala ka pala, Gino eh.
Ay, uwi na kami. Uwi na ako. Uwi na ako.
Babackride ko si Gino next year.
Hindi kami Ducatista.
Dicutista lang kami.
Dicutista in the house. Alright, so I'm just gonna introduce the show. We're gonna talk about FJ Moto 2024 Adventure Cross.
Mountain Cross Adventure.
And we have the unofficial 2-9er rider team here with the Boodle King himself, Mark Soong. Emperor Boodle.
It's not Boodle if hindi sinasadya.
And then, of course, we have the number one professional on-road and off-road vlogger, Maki Moto.
And FJ then, Moto, duktong mo yung FJ Moto finisher lagi.
Ayun, and FJ Moto finisher. Grabe. Ako lang yung hindi FJ Moto finisher.
At saka si Gino.
Gino, tayo na lang. And then, of course, yung kadate ko, Valentine's Night. Si Buck.
Nag-crabs tayo, di ba?
Buck cooked these giant crabs. Sobrang sarap.
Nagka-crabs tayo, di ba?
Oh, nagka-crabs kami ni Buck last during Valentine's. So, kayo na bahala. Okay, I'm kasi out. Ano? Gino, saan ka?
Pasahan kita. Ni
oh, of course. Pimentel. Si ano, Onin Mulak.
Great man.
Si ano, Man from the Mountain. Kasi alam mo, yung mga dwarves sa Tolkien nakatira sa bundok eh. Moto Inigo is in the house also. Now, to give the other side of the story, kasi hindi siya kasama sa unofficial 2-9er rider Access Plus Ducati team. He is a very biased witness. Okay, take it away, guys.
Ano magtanong? Ano natin sisimulan? Di ba?
Ayun, Club Makina in the house.
Yeah! Classmates! Hello, classmates!
Hello, classmates! Mga po!
May bulang ano, may bulang pedicure kit sa bundok.
Ha?
May dalang pedicure kit sa bundok yan.
Okay, okay. So, so we've got Club Mac in the house and then hindi pa tayo tumambay. Alright.
Tumambay na ako ron.
Ako tumambay na ako.
Quick recap, Mark Sung. What happened? What I mean, let's take away all of the emotions you felt.
Mamaya pa emotions.
Mamaya na yung ano,
dami.
Yung
dami. Kwento,
yung
eh.
Na feel mo na bad juju and yung good juju. Wag muna. Let's talk about the route. No emotion. Unbiased.
Person asked. I was with Inigo that night, and they asked about Tugigaraw, and I was like, Tugigaraw? What? But Tugigaraw.
Okay, okay. Sorry, next question. Sino yung may alam sa route dito? Because what I heard, the one of the top challenges is navigation. So obviously, si Mark had other people navigating for him. And that's part of building the team. Who here knows about the route?
Si Nigo, alam niya.
Nigo. TLR yan.
Hindi naman. Ideas lang pero wala talagang may alam. Wala talagang may alam.
So, I mean,
no, I mean yung actual route. Now, what did you guys
after,
do?
After.
After. Actually, it wasn't from TLR Rides. I actually accidentally rode that the part from Tugigaraw to Kabugao. Tapos sabay, hindi nga lang namin tinuloy all the way to Blazing Mountain. So yung part na yan, alam ko. Pero wala, hindi rin namin alam yung sa may back door may two-box area. So, yeah.
Really. Bakit nung nakita mo yung papuntang Blazing, bumalik ka na?
Alright.
Next time okay. Kami, nung nakita namin papuntang
Blazing. One, like, how many kilometers? What was the route? What provinces did you go through? How many, how much of it was dirt?
Sige,
how difficult was day one?
Okay. Day one was where most of the, yung ano noon, Christmas noon was andun lahat ng off-road on the day of day one. So, that's why Don Joseph nung time na yun was also wanting the whole event to start on time. Kasi pag inulan sa bundok, siguradong magka-camp. Which we feel naman, we were very blessed with very good weather on day one. Day one was from Balico to Bambang, tapos Bambang all the way to the right side. Banda yan, eh. Sa somewhere in the Bucks area.
Okay, so how did you guys? What was the experience for you day one? Makina Moto Boy, Club Makina.
Kami, we were actually hoping that it would rain. Pag bumulan, mas masaya. Kaya sabi ni Don Joseph, di ba, nung briefing, sabi niya, swerte nyo, kasi hindi uulan. So, but the day one was fun. Parang nagkakapaan pa kami nung sa coordinates eh. Kasi what we're trying to do, di ba, kasi nung day one, may binigay silang barrage of checkpoints already, di ba?
Yeah. How many checkpoints?
So we were trying.
How many checkpoints do you guys have to?
Parang four. Like there's around five checkpoints that we have to go through. And then the first one was the easiest one, of course. It's in
a rice field.
Yeah, it's a rice field. It's in the town, right? And after that, wala nang signal.
And what we're trying to do is we're trying to plot as early as when before we get to the dunan sa rice fields na kami. We took our time because we were trying to plot it nang magkaka-connect na. Parang just in case na talagang walang signal. Meron na kaming ruta na naayos. Pero along the way, ang hirap. Sabi namin, sige, bahala na. Bahala na. Tingnan na lang natin kung may signal. So luckily, may mga points naman, may mga areas naman na makakahanap ka ng signal. So, but the day one was fun. It was fun.
Si Mark may dalang sat phone eh.
Daya.
He has all the bells and whistles and tricks.
Toilet pa, changing room.
Oh, ang ganda ng setup ni Mark eh. Noong nakita ko yung campsite niya,
may kama.
Wait, Mark.
May cortina.
Nabalitaan ko, may strategy daw, you bring a drone. So you can see in, you know, yung mga direction, yung GPS coordinates.
Tama yun, tama yun.
Si Mark, helicopter. And then kung naiipit sa bundok, nagpapa-airlift.
Oy, Jesus yan ha, baka...
Ano yan? We won't be surprised.
All right, Mark, how was day one? You've been looking forward to this for 3 years.
I missed FJ1. I was very excited. I think what surprised a lot of people was the hike. So we were there.
Yeah, yung pala day one.
And then...
how long was the hike?
We were with Totti Alberto and he's a PWD.
Yeah.
So we took a long time going up. Someone's pushing, pulling, but we made it to the top.
Kawawa naman si Totti, pare. Yeah. From the parking lot dito sa studio to the studio, it took him 30 minutes the last time, di ba?
Exactly. But yun.
Kawawa naman. Wala bang extension sa mga PWD?
The challenge was, after the hike, you off-road. So parang medyo, ano ba rin nangyayari dito? And then you don't know how far you go pa, di ba? And yun.
How long was the hike?
Isang oras.
Well, an hour.
An hour?
Yeah. A little an more hour. Than an hour for us.
Yeah. It was more than an hour. Depends on where you're passing.
Yeah. And then there's a firing one. When we
and naka-motorcycle gear kayo doing the one-hour hike?
I forgot to change. I didn't change.
Ako, we changed. Yeah, we changed the slippers and shoes. So it was a little bit easier because there's already people telling us the hike was long. If you're going to wear your boots, it's going to be really heavy.
Nagkasabay-sabay tayo nun, di ba, Mark? Nagkasabay-sabay tayo sa view park.
Yes. Wait, there's a...
Nakikita mo sa parking eh. Yeah. Kita mo sa parking yung pupuntahan mo eh. Tapos sobrang taas. Tapos ikaw mag-iisip ka na eh. Punta yun.
Yeah. We thought it was a joke. Sabi nila, oh, nandun sila. Doon tayo pupunta. And the next thing you know, it's really there.
Wait, question. Okay. You're may hinahabol kayong cut-off where you can't ride anymore, right?
8 p.m.
8 p.m. Yes. And then you guys... The hike is at that last part of the...
No, first.
First.
One of the first.
Crap. So, may time pressure to do the hike.
Yes.
It was the second checkpoint.
Oh.
There were people actually who tapped out and didn't do the hike already.
Yeah.
Wow.
Some fought their way and actually, malalaman mo kasi yung mga hirap, sila yung mga may dalang mga stick na yung mga pumutol lang na mga puno. Tapos may madala ng tungkod.
Yun, dapat may award si Totti dyan, pare. Yeah. And then Mark,
dapat lang.
Our bodies are not made for hiking.
Yeah.
Our bodies are made for rolling down.
Yeah. A nice old guy with like 70 years old pushing me up for a certain point.
Speaking of rolling down, may gumulong daw talaga eh. Si Rowy. Marami Rowy daw eh.
Doon sa ano, si Rowy natulog pa in between.
We're in the parking lot again. That was parking. Oh, guys, we have two options. Ito, 500 meters
walk.
The 500 meters hardcore or 5 kilometers ikot na lang. So we all look at each other. Ikot na lang. And that 500 meters. I think two guys burned their clutches and it was game over for them. There. So
first day pa lang said, I'll take the easy off-road route. I won't take the 500 meters na hardcore.
Tapos pag inikot mo yung ano, yung madaling route, sobrang konti lang yung maka-cut off na time doon sa pinakbak mo yung ano.
Very true. Very
mahirap.
So parang doon pa lang.
I guess we all made the right decision.
Yes. Nothing to prove.
Yeah.
Nothing to prove. Ganun, no? Nothing to prove.
Okay, so after the hike, how much more riding did you have to do?
Yung puno.
Oh, there was a lot.
There was a lot. It lasted for, I don't know, it was like a good 3 hours of riding pa. Yeah.
Wow.
Kasi people were getting lost na. That was the confusing part. So you're so sure you're going this way and it's correct. Then someone goes back to you and says, hindi dito, balik. You're like,
What do you do?
Yeah, then, yeah.
And then there are two navigators. One navigator says right. The other navigator says left. Okay, lunch muna tayo.
after the tree.
U-turn kayo. Naniligaw yan si Brando eh. Umpisa pa lang. Sinapot na ako. Doon pa lang sa falls.
Nananadya si Brando.
Melakino saying, medyo malungkot daw. There are riders na nag-iwan ng basura nila. Yeah,
Paul! Paul!
Disqualified na yun. Yeah.
Taunted!
Oh, that's yung iba. Motor nila, iniwan na nila dun.
Ha?
Meron niya, pag-intent, iniwan eh. Changing room lang yun. Changing room lang yun.
And then we ended the day when we were lucky enough to make it out. And then we ended the day in
a nice hotel.
Decent hotel.
Decent.
Decent hotel. But I think there were people who camped out that night. And it was a really good experience din.
Si Inigo daw. Si Inigo yun, daw.
Yun. Kwento mo naman.
Pero ang gandang experience din daw. Yeah, Inigo ba? Yes.
I mean, isa kami sa naipit na ng traffic. So after that big tree na...
traffic? Kasi baka din namin nataanan yun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yung... 7 tawagin nila kasi alas 7 ka lalabas.
So how was your overnight, Nico?
Yeah, so actually, it started doon lang mismo sa after ng ano, nung hard part na yon sa nag-traffic. Eventually, parang may tinulungan pa ako noon kasi sumukin yung clutch ng Africa Queen niya, ganyan. So, wala na, talagang traffic na. It was nice kasi it was a good immersion for us. We looked for the first house that we can see kasi nag-film na. Tapos pagdating namin doon, may three other guys na nag-decide na magpahinga din doon. So kami parang second guest. Tapos they were willing to parang cook for us dinner daw. So maglulutuan daw kami ng tinola. So okay, nagpaalam kami, we can camp out.
Magluluto, ano kayo yung lulutuin?
Busog tayo dito isang buwan.
yung mga nasa likod namin ano eh yun yung mas ano eh mas festive eh kasi sila pinagkatayan sila ng baboy.
Wow, may narinig ako yan. Naglitsyon daw. May
naglitsyon daw. Kami ano lang tinola.
How was it living with the locals? How was it?
It was great kasi ano eh nagkatay din sila ng ano eh ng manok naman for us. Full service. Then,
so do you think, Inigo, do you think less of the unofficial Tunay na Rider team for staying in a hotel? Like, kulang ba yung experience sila? Parang hindi nila, hindi na sa spirit of the event na nag-hotel sila?
Hindi naman sila nag-hotel ng second day eh, kaya pwede na. Pero ewan ko lang kung yung setup ni Mark, baka pagdating mo doon, glamping eh.
Ano, yung setup ni Mark, mas maganda pa sa hotel.
Oo. Kumakasipid yung gamit. Nag-Netflix pa nga eh.
Are, may jacuzzi.
Wish. We just had a changing room lang kami. Changing room and toilet, portable toilet na hindi nagamit.
And walk-in closet. And...
Where did you take a dump that morning in the house na?
Actually, maganda nga yung bahay. Ito talaga, hindi ko makakalimutan ito. Pinagtawanan ako na yung mga kasama ko sa trail nito kasi lagi ako may dalang portable bidet kasi laging sinasabi sa akin yung Marks. Bro, I swear by it, bro.
Yeah, same here, man. Hindi ka tunay na rider kung wala kang portable bidet.
So, ang sarap ng ano ko noon, ang sarap ng dump ko noon sa ano nila. Yung sa bahay nila, ano eh, nakabuklod yung CR nila as in talagang nasa may ano, labas. So, that was a good dump. You know, you start a good day if you take a good shit.
I agree 100%. All right. What are the highlights of day one for you guys? Mackie?
Probably day the one. Off-road. Especially yung ano, Siete. That's my favorite part. My interest's favorite part. Saka yung camaraderie of everyone. Even if people are struggling to do it, you just, you know, you really help them out. And then, even if they're not your teammates, you still help them out. It's really nice to see. Really nice to see.
There you go, Matt.
ako kasi, we were always catching up with these guys. So, naiwan kami ni Nick sa likod. So, nagkaroon kami ng short bonding moment kung saan, pag natumba ako, itatayo niya ako. Tapos, pag natumba siya, itatayo ko siya.
So, tumayo?
Oo, nagkatayuan.
Early Valentine's Day.
Nagkatayuan kami ni Nick.
Brokeback edition.
Oh, pero lugi ako kasi yan eh, tinira yung sa kanya eh, na medyo maraming gamit. So, times 2 yung bigat eh.
At ang yung ano, yung scrambler mababa lang.
Oh,
I dropped my bike once, I couldn't pick it up. And then I was waiting for my teammates to arrive. And then there was a guy, I wish I got his name. I think he was on a Versus or something, or a Strom or something. What's up? Came, no hesitation, just jump. I said, "Wait, no, okay, no, I'm waiting for my guys." Just jumped off his bike, helped me stand it up, and then I kept on feeling the
galing.
Yeah, which eventually reciprocate to other people also.
Was there any time that you guys experienced where you dropped your bike and the person didn't come down and help you?
Oh, si Buck. Ayun mo, nothing to you, no.
Inuruan kita eh. Ayun mo yan.
Moral support, yun ang, ano, yan ang best gift in, ano. The universe.
Di, tumba, support. Tumba. Pangatlong tumba ko. Sabi, tangina na, wala na tutulong sa akin. Sumisigaw, help! Help! Tapos si Nick bigla lumabas. Beauty man. Sabi, si Nick na naman po. Kaming dalawa na lang talaga.
Yeah, but I think what the challenge of that day was the traffic. You know, I think the guys got into traffic. There was like a line of 100 people.
So imagine 300 yung participants. Mm. Tapos nasa trail ka.
Hmm.
Tapos may isang section na paisa-isa lang
ang
akyat. And nagkakaroon pa ng problema. So, yung iba daw, 2 hours nag-antay.
Two hours yung pila sa ano. Did you guys encounter that?
Yeah. No, well, for us naman kasi, there was a lot of people like really are lining up. But they let us through naman kasi everyone was sticking to the right side, which is fine. We were very fortunate enough to be there a bit earlier. So, hindi pa siya ganun kawasak. Medyo swerte pa kami kasi dumating kami doon. Sobrang ikli pa nung ano, pila.
Ikaw, Inigo, gaano ka tagal ka sa traffic?
Mga tatlo oras. Basta dumating kami doon, parang around 3. Tapos, hanggang gabi na kami dun eh. So,
wow.
Yeah, around 3 hours. Tatlong bundok yun eh. Or apat na parang mound. Nandun yung mga rider. So, ito yung parang...
Kumala na talaga yung strategy nyo na guluhin yung kalsada para mahirapan sila. Kasi parang kinikwento nyo kanina, what traffic? Ano yun? Hindi namin nadaanan yun.
Nagpalagay kami ng mga checkpoint para i-check yung ORCR.
And then FGMO is quite strict. So there's you arrive and there's if you're late, they start without you, then they put you in the back of the line. So from 10th, we were let off like 6th, I think. So and then whoever was later, you're put in the back of the line. So very, very strict CFJ Moto, which is good.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. All right, day two. Who could tell me about the route for day two? Anyone?
We can go first kasi bababa. Nandito na kami sa meeting namin.
But, go.
Parang yung background, parang Quezon Ave, no?
Di ko na nag-grab ka na ngayon.
Kailangan daw lang massage. Tana, wala kami doon. Hindi kami nagpapalintang.
Day two.
For day two, actually, dun kami na ano, kasi syempre, di ba sa team, isa ako sa major na nagsushoot eh. So I brought a drone, I brought several cameras. So for day two, I think yung visuals and yung content, dun talaga nagawa yung ano, yung creation. So plus, yung camping. So masaya kasi we were very lucky to find the space dun sa campsite na medyo parang may shed, di ba?
Oh, makikita niyo yung beer house na ginawa namin.
Ginawa namin siyang beer house. So lahat ng mga gustong uminom, doon pumupunta. Tapos naglay kami ng sound, naglay kami ng ilaw.
May strobe lights.
Max, may tugs-tugs-tugs sa bundok.
May tugs-tugs-tugs kami doon. So everyone was going there. Sila Rowie, pumunta doon. Sila Jason. Yung mga taga El Nido. Sila Nani. So, and then I was going around just saying hi. Na nakikikain ako, kurot-kurot ako sa mga ulam nila.
We're inviting them to the club.
Strategy. Huwag na magdala ng pagkain, makikurot na lang. Mabubusog
ka. Actually,
imagine 300 riders, kukurot-kurot ka.
Di ba? Busog ka na, hindi pa maubos. Tapos, yung tonga taga El Nido, siguro akala nila super glamping. May dalang ribs.
Yeah.
We
had a whole buffet. We had Spam, Vienna, what else do we have? We had
Etag. Etag, bumili tayo sa Nueva
Ecija. That thing is salty.
Longganisa and ribs.
Yeah.
Naniluto sa yung kaha ng electric fan.
Yeah.
Ginawa naming grill. Minahita kaming random na ano ng electric fan doon. So, ayun. So, sino man may ari ng electric fan, maraming salamat.
Kawawa naman yung local.
Yung grill?
Kawawa naman yung local. As ano kaya yung
nawala na
tayo ng electric fan. Ko lang yun dito, pinatutuyo ko eh. Naghahanap na na umaga.
Okay, what was the hardest part of day two?
Ayabang po.
Ah, wala. Sobrang sisyo daw for the unofficial tunay na rider team.
Day two ka na, ano eh, day two ka na injured eh.
Na-injure ako.
Oo, sa hike.
Nadulas ako sa waterfall that injured my finger.
Boys, we're gonna go. Thank you so much.
Bye, bye, guys.
Bye.
Nice. Always a pleasure, guys.
Bye.
Pasend ng number niyang pupuntahan niyo, ha?
Habol kami.
Habol kami.
Pa-reserve kami. Send
ka ng location. Classmate.
Sige. Coordinates.
Bye-bye, classmate.
Send ka ng coordinates.
Bye.
Hindi, magtatrabaho na sa papasok naman yun.
Si JC De Leon, nagpapa-shoutout. Baka naman, Wheeltech. Baka naman. Mas-sponsor si Tunay na rider.
Wheeltech, baka naman.
Hi, I'm Red Oliero.
Hi, I'm Andrew Bernardo.
And we are the Bago Matulog with Red Oliero podcast
members.
Yes, we are promoting our podcast and sana makinig kayo sa podcast namin. Yun lang. Please. Thank you. Yay. Please, we need money.
Official sponsor of Hindi, actually, yung second day, yun yung pinakamahabang kalsada. Kasi from Vizcaya, you have to ride all the way up to Tuguegarao.
Tuguegarao.
10:30 in the morning, though.
Oo.
Huh?
We finished 10:30 in the morning. We were done for
Alam mo bakit?
You were supposed to ride the whole day and you finished at 10:30 in the morning?
10:30 in the morning.
Alam mo bakit? Ducati Power.
Rico, what time do you guys get to camp?
5:30, 6:30, 6:30.
Yeah. Nico.
And ano kami, we started the day on the single track. Eh. So we woke up early around 5 a.m. Pero di ba after nung mahirap na part yan ay nag-single track. Tapos bubulan the night before.
Ano oras kayo napagpa-picture doon sa waterfalls sa day one? Tanghali na.
Alas 9 p.m.
Tapos saka pa lang kayo
welcome Romeca. Shot kami ni TLR sa ano ni Kuya Resty sa waterfalls. I know na what you mean. Yan tayong atay ka. Gets ko na, Inigo.
Okay, Inigo, what since ang yabang ng mga to ay 10:30 nandun na kami sa ano campsite.
Oh, my.
parang iba yung experience mo. Parang mas authentic yung experience. What was the hardest part for you of day two?
Actually, for me, it was more of the long ride to Tuguegarao. Yun naman yung, ano no. Kasi, well, for us, lumabas kami ng trails ng, yung single track yung madulas na part eh, kasi umulan eh. So, anda, umaga pa lang, 5:30, good morning na rin for the guys. May ilan sa team din namin, tumbahan. So, umaga pa lang, parang naga-arm pump na yung iba naman ilang beses na tumba so nawawalan ng confidence yung mahabang kalsada na ride yung parang sige parang bumalik ang confidence Kaya nakapagpabalik. So, ayun. Yun naman, I guess, yung pinaka-main highlight ng day na yun. Although, when we went to Tugigaraw, there was a checkpoint yung sa before yung river. Dalawa yung daan na pinapadaan ni Google eh. One was through the roads. Tapos may isa na parang within the village. And then we passed through that. Yeah, solid. It was
Tuscany.
It looked like Tuscany.
Corn talaga?
It may corn like hub.
Corn fields.
Like
corn hub.
Best corn hub.
Wait, actually, I'm curious about everybody's navigation strategy. So the Club Makina guys were saying, pag walang internet, they're like, oh crap. You were using Google Maps. What did you do to navigate?
Dalawa kami. So actually, sa amin, ang main navigator namin si Mel Makato, which is sanay sa ganyan. So he's the one using Maps.me. Tapos ako naman, naka-Google Maps. Nagko-comparean kami along the way. So it's like, pagkabigay ng coordinates, may isang mag-encode sa Maps.me, may isang mag-encode sa Google Maps. Then compare sa
I actually think it's an advantage. Not everyone is navigating. Because if everyone's navigating, ang gulo.
Eh, sinasabi mo lang yan kasi hindi mo alam na sa Tugigaraw ka.
Hindi ko nagsabi. Kung sa Tugigaraw?
Diba tayo Tugigaraw?
Kung siya namin, kumain kami ng ano.
For his lack of navigation skills.
Hindi, alam paano ba?
So lunch namin, kumain kami ng pansit, ano, patilpatong. Kasi alam namin nasa Tugigaraw kami.
Masarap
may
yun.
May story pa sila. Alam, sana sumama na lang sa inyo.
Oo nga. Sana
ka. Alam mo bakit? Ha? Blurred lahat na nakita namin.
Okay, going back. Kayo, Mark, how did you guys, like you were saying, your strategy?
Yeah, so we had two guys navigating. Okay. And there were points na, this way, and then they discuss, and then we decide with local help. You ask the local, then we decide, okay, we'll go this way. But not everyone's magulo eh. Everyone's, and then nakakagulo pa, other teams will go to you, go this way. You don't know who to listen to.
Correct.
Nananadya ba yung other people? Like
hindi,
random?
Kasi nawala din sila. Wala din talaga.
Hindi, kaya nag-decide kami na lahat ng decision is within the team.
Yeah.
Huwag nang makikinig sa outside in.
Okay, question. You guys had a massive team, right? How many of you were there?
Everyone said we wouldn't finish.
How did you... So you had... Did you break it up into two? Because you had two navigators.
We stuck... For the first 2 days, we completed everything as a group.
Wow.
For the first 2 days.
Until the third day. Hindi, kasi meron kaming Cardo. Naka-Cardo kami lahat.
Yun! What's up, Cardo?
Di ba? Ang and haba then, ng range, ang linaw ng sound.
And then we had 10 handheld.
Oh, wow! Okay, yeah. Wait. How did that come in? Why did you guys need handheld radio?
Because we know that there's a limit to where Cardo can go. Sabi kasi ni Jay, I'm kidding.
Boy, walang ganyanan dito. Cardo's the best, man.
But of course, from I asked around and then they said, so we bought 10 radios and we all had a radio each. It was a big help.
Wow.
A really big help.
Si Don Joseph nandiyan, no? Ooh. Kuya Don, magandang gabi. Sana
i-phone
nandito ka.
Kaya natin yan. Nag-comment din naman eh. Teka, message natin.
Send mo yung link. Rai Sikat Alzadon pa shoutout po. Team Maharlika, hello.
Si Kuya Rai. Rai.
Kuya Rai.
Karlak kayo. Gusto nyo mag, gusto nyo mag-trail.
Yan. Nung nawawala ako mag-isa, si Rai nakita ko. Siya nagsabi, tama ba to? Go that way. Hindi ako tinayin ni Rai.
Okay. Thank you. What were the highlights for you guys? Oh, Inigo.
Sorry.
What's the
Cornhub day two?
Cornhub,
the cornfield.
Yeah, it was I guess it was that long ride. Our pansit batilpatong. That was a good lunch.
All right, that was good.
Tapos
yeah. Ako yung yung waterfalls.
May trek yun.
May trek.
And that's where you hurt your finger. That's an important finger.
Yeah.
Ako sa team namin, ako lang yung nakasakay sa underwater, ay yung cave, may balsa kang sasakyan.
Underwater river.
Yun. Underwater river. Naligaw kasi ako dahil siyempre si Boss Dotty medyo nagpapahinga pag nag-hike. So, nasama ako sa isang grupo. So, sumakay ako sa balsa tapos may underwater cave. Ganda.
Wow.
Ako lang yung naka, sa grupo namin nakapunta kasi
sobrang ganda ng waterfalls.
So, si Joan nanonood.
Hi,
Joan.
Sino ba yung kasama sa Boss Iron Man CF Moto team?
Me.
Si Maki lang.
Nilista ako.
Ba't si Maki lang? Joan.
Wala.
Hindi tayo sikat eh.
Oo nga.
Kaya talaga kung influencer ka.
Yeah, iba talaga yung professional.
Hindi, si Joan.
Influencer.
Una niya pa.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Sinabi ang asawa ko bago ako. Promekta na siya.
Ah, syempre, kailangan ko usapin si Consul General Chris Ambassador. Para ma-approve yung ano, yung visa mo.
Oo nga, eh. Promekta sa nag-a-approve ng visa eh. Nauna pang nalaman kaysa sa amin.
O lahat daw tayo, tara o.
Question Inigo. May nag-away ba sa group niyo?
Hindi pa na.
Ilan kayo, Inigo?
Hindi naman away.
Walo. Eight.
May inaway ka ba?
We are eight. Baka ako yung... baka nakakitikin sila sa akin.
Huwa ka meron ah.
Hindi, wala na. We were very peaceful. Tawa lang kami ng tawa.
May dalawang kasama sa room na to eh. Nag-away na.
Baka si iba yun.
Wala dito.
Baka si iba. Tsaka...
wala dito yung isa.
Tinetext ko sila eh. Gago kayo.
Hindi na nagre-reply yung isa. Dapat kasama dito yun sa show. Hindi na nagre-reply.
Tingnan mo, walang eye contact. Okay. Well,
Reenactment.
So I was cutting segue. We were talking about the new CF Moto Enduro bike. Joanne, baka may mga sneak preview ka dyan. May mga bits of insight you can share with us.
Oh, sa internet video, meron eh.
Ang dami lumalabas sa internet, Joanne.
Baka binubuhat na isang kamay eh.
May sneak peek dyan, oo.
Parang
tenere. O Maki, no? Tamang-tama, no, Maki.
Sayang, alam mo, kung umabot yan sa, no? Sa FJ, nako.
Ganun talaga yung mga vlogger eh. Diba? Mga iba loyal sa Ducati. Yung iba, February, Ducati, March, CFO.
Tulungan na kita, Maki. Ano lang naman kami. Kulang lang naman kasi kami sa hype. Sorry?
What bike did you
My
bring?
Trusty Himalayan.
Yon. Any regrets?
Yes, day three.
Ano?
For the third time.
On the third day. Kung kailan nagpapaspasan na lahat, syempre, wala nang iaangat eh. Sabi ko nga, okay. Kaya dasal ko na eh.
Okay. Alright, let's
start. Sana hindi. Mac. Anyway, parang dinadasal.
Yung third day is one of the mahaba din siya actually kasi
pinakamahaba yata.
Oh, pinakamahaba. Kasi from Cagayan
eh yung second day 10 a.m. nandun na kayo eh.
Eh, dito yung plot twist. Ito yung plot twist. Yung third day kasi mahaba din siya kasi from Cagayan to Vigan na siya. So there's no other way but tagusin mo talaga yung Cordillera Mountain. Kaya lang hindi wow. namin alam kung saang parte ng Cordillera yung dadaanan namin. Diba?
Ah, so it was a navigation challenge.
So we were in the Cordillera Mountains.
Yes! Yes!
Now I know.
This place.
Si Coach Clyde doon nagko-congratulate sa atin.
Hi, Coach.
Coach Clyde, good evening.
Uy, may ano yan. Meron
hi, Coach.
May event sila, Coach Clyde.
March.
March ba yun?
National Skills Riding Competition.
Yun.
But it's March 2 and 3.
Yata? Yun ba yun?
Yeah.
Ayun. Tara. So yung third day, from the campsite, ahon pa lang siya. Ang dami na daw natumba kasi off-road siya pa.
Saka madilim.
Madilim.
What do you mean? Ba't madilim?
5 a.m.
5 a.m. kasi.
We moved 5 a.m.
Tapos, yung sinister plan ni, ano?
yung yung good morning.
Na talagang on the dot. Let's go.
Yeah.
Diba?
Sino yung sinister plan? Sino yung, ano? Mr. Sinister.
Eh, di si Darth Vader.
Sino ba si Darth Vader?
We just wanted to move. We didn't expect, we expected to be there. So we wanted, the first day we were delayed quite a bit. So you're a 30-minute delay? So sabi namin,
may nawalan ng susi.
Oh.
Yung nawalan ng susi.
Sino nawalan ng susi?
Sinik.
Oh, nawalan ng susi. Tapos, umalis kami na sobrang aga para makabawi kami dun sa first day. Kasi, alam namin yung problema when you're somewhere in the middle or behind. May mga maraming traffic issues, ganyan-ganyan. So, syempre, sabi namin, Club 2, Tukati Power, let's go, di ba? Umaga pa lang, nabulahaw na yung mga...
yung alarm clock, yung tambot yung mga Tukati.
Pasensya kayo pala yun.
Pero hindi na kami. Ang dami rin na maaga, mas maagang gumising sa amin.
Wait, sorry. There's you can leave anytime.
5 a.m.
5 a.m. is when you can start.
Like my clock on my bike was 5 a.m. Di pa. 4:58 pa lang.
Oo, iPhone. Sobrang strict stop, namin.
Stop, wow, stop. So they were really, really strict about the time. You were.
Tapos yung first checkpoint was elementary school in somewhere, nakalimut na yung lugar.
Somewhere north.
Alig. Hindi, malapit sa somewhere in Aparin. Cagayan, Aparin side. May pupunta elementary school. Alakapan. So that's malapit sa Aparin. So,
Apayaw.
Medyo kalsada yan.
Apayaw.
So, dyan mo, marami kang makakasabay dyan ng mga nagmamadali din.
And then, that's the day na nagka-problema na kami.
Oh, what happened?
So, na flat yung end namin si Nick. Got a flat.
The last day.
So, Buck goes to the front, get out ahead. We're waiting at the end. Buck says, okay guys, we're breaking up the group. So, they sent me off with the Club 200 boys and Pooja and Jerwin Matibag and Kurt and la 2-3 corners pa lang wala na didn't see any.
So you did every day by yourself?
I did. 1 hour mag-isa ako and then sila Rai nakita ko saan ka papunta kasi my navigation I lent it so wala akong navigation
nakay
nag 4K road may bumaba may umakit sabi ko bala na dito and then I saw sila Rai and nice naman the other competitors were helpful. Ayun, next one nga, be nice to people also. And the people will be nice to you because we had the coordinates. And then we find out, we all didn't have instructions. So tinunuan kami ng ibang teams. Kinami na download.
Importante yun. Don't do what you don't want to do to
others.
You.
Kami naman. Kasi
if you had done right,
wala na. It's over. Wala. Kami naman sa Nicole. Jojo kasi siya yung nagpagkas ng gulong ng kineri. Ito yung nangyari sa amin. Tinanggal niya yung gulong. So, itan ng gulong.
Tapos sinisiksik namin yung interior. Kasi yung tinere, interior eh. Dapat sana tubeless. Tagal namin doon, siguro 1.5 hours. Tapos,
So they left you and they got stalled in the back.
Oo.
So yeah. Kami tatlo. Like, where's everyone?
Yeah.
Kami
yeah.
tatlo sa likod. Nag-aayos kami ng gulong. Tapos, may nawawalang gamit si Nick.
Lost his wallet. ID, nandun lahat. ID.
Credit cards. Expensive wallet.
Oh, crap.
So tapos, decided to track and went home na.
Mga
titles, land titles, nandun. May vault pa.
Kaya pala nakasalubong namin siya. Nakasalubong ko siya eh. Tapos sabi ko, ba't siya nalang mag-isa?
Inaway
ni Mark.
Wala na, we were together at that point.
Then we were trying.
You didn't know what was going.
Hindi, kami, ano, we were trying to convince
everyone. Kasi ano yun eh, parang 30 kilometers. Pagwat.
Layo. Pero, layo na.
How far were you from your destination when that happened?
Siguro mga
20, malayo pa.
20 to 30 kilometers
yun.
Layo yun.
Hindi. Parked.
Are
we siguro 30% pa lang yun. Nasa 30% pa lang ng bombya. Eh.
Pero the ride, I have to say, Don Joseph and Resty, that third day ride was like a movie script. Bringing you through the ups and downs. You're in the clouds and bigla na lang it opens up.
Nax naman. Oh,
we're with a ride.
Naging poet si Mark. Dahil sa ride.
Resty oh, and
sumakit din yung poet niyan.
Resty sa... Anong ginawa mo kay Mark?
Genius levels.
Tingnan mo yung daliri niya.
Genius levels. Genius levels yung ginawa nilang ride. Grabe talaga. It's like playing with your mind and your... Oh. And then si Ray so Relativo,
shout out to sila Resty and Zach,
he's 62 man. Years old. He's nagbubura. P.I. Sa tanda kong ito, I've never seen this. Why have I never seen
it? Ah, akala ko sa hirap. It's a, because it was ganda. So beautiful.
So, diba? Alright. So gato, humahabol kami. Tapos, dun sa isang fork, eh, kasi nag-plot na ako ng sarili kong coordinates. Dun sa intersection, nakita ko si Buck. Nag-aantay mag-isa. Tapos parang, oh, anong plano? Nag-decide na pala si Bak na hatiin na yung grupo namin sa tatlo. From group of 10. So, Team Fast, Team PWD, at saka Team Scrambler.
Yes.
So, nasa sa likod kami. Sabi namin, tara, tapusin na lang natin.
Wait. Ano yung logic? So, magkasama na ba kayo?
Hindi. We broke up na. We broke the team. So, you're allowed to break up the team. Basta minimum of 3. So, it naturally became 3-3-3.
Because minus
the
one, you were 10.
The three guys in front have a... They're like...
And the three guys in front, they have no idea what you guys are talking about na.
Wala na.
Wala na.
You have to announce to FJ Moto.
Na nag-split.
This is our plan. And then we make 3 different chat groups so you get the coordinates separate.
On our own.
Kasi kung iintayin namin lahat, siguro nag-antayin ko doon ng almost 2 hours. Nakatulog ako 2 beses.
Wow!
So sabi ko, since yung 6 sa grupo namin is magaganda pa yung bikes, malalakas pa sila, sayangin yung oras, tumuloy na.
Okay, so this is like the fast elderly gentleman.
Yeah.
And then...
Actually, naubusan lang ng fuel si Toti, kaya ako sila na. Hindi siya naubusan. Naampun na ako, siguro.
Naligaw na.
Alright, kayo, Inigo, did you guys encounter any kind of situations like this with your group?
We were intact naman. So, wala naman masyadong... We were very lucky and blessed na hindi wala masyadong...
Egos.
Kamusta
wala
yung
masyarang ano?
Area, mga ganun-ganun.
Kamusta yung river crossing nyo?
Meron ba? River crossing pa?
Day 3 meron.
Ah, meron pala.
Wala naman traffic. I mean, everyone knew what to do naman.
No mechanical difficulties on your side?
Wala.
Ito may kwento. Oh. Si Mindanao Freedom Ride, meron silang group of 3, naka KTM. Si Rosle, tumba sa ilog, nag-swimming siya. Pati yung bike niya swimming.
Oh, shoot.
So, nangyari, ano, water stop yung engine.
Oh.
si Pietro, nung nag-change kami ng tire, bumalik. Naghahanap ng langis.
Oh. So,
tapos nakabili siya. Pagbalik namin doon, puto, binaklas nila yung makina. Gumamit ng vodka, men. Nilinis yung air filter.
Ah, okay, okay.
Ayos na, vodka.
Nilinis yung internal engine. Pinika ng ganun. Ginamit pang ano, tawag dito, pang linis ng tubig.
Galing.
Wild.
Actually, no, when I fell in a river, kasalanan ni Brando, buti kasama ko si Toto, yun ang ginawa na. Binaliktad ni Toto yung motor, para maano yung tubig.
Speaking of Toto, ayan o.
Oh, hello, hello to Rider Toto. Baka iba dinaan nila Mark. Ah! Anong ibig sabihin yan, Mark?
Maybe sa sobrang bilis, sa sobrang bilis, dinaanan lang yung tubig.
Baka yung socks.
Ah, yeah. So I'm with two elderly gentlemen. Si Ray Relativo, inaantok. Tapos si Toti naman, I'm hungry. I'll go. I'll find the restaurant. So eventually, nahabol namin si Toti. Nandun na siya naglalakad sa tabi ng gali. Naka-red underwear. Nakapa. I was like, okay, we can have lunch.
We had lunch.
Bumili pa siya ng medyas sa restaurant.
Personal na medyas.
Okay.
What was
the highlights of day 3?
Yung ano, sinasabi ni Mel. Blazing Mountain of God.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Pangalan pa lang epic.
And then there's
that really the name? Yes. Blazing Mountain of God.
Yes. Yes. There's a distance
of the gods.
Kilometer 666. Wild. Parang yung daan na yan. Godforsaken place talaga eh kasi daming landslide.
Alam mo yung ano, parang huhusgahan ka na ni San Pedro.
Sa ano, ganun. Purgatorio.
Oh, tapos oh. Pagdating doon sa taas, tatanungin ka.
mismo. Ganun talaga siya. Parang umaakit ka ng purgatorio, tapos parang nagpa-flashback na sa'yo yung buhay mo. Parang tangina, tama ba itong ginagawa na?
Patawarin niyo na po ako.
So, what
bumabagyo ba pag akyat niya sa mismo checkpoint?
Pare, umakyat kami doon tanghaling tapat, 12 noon, tapos yung temperatura is 15 degrees yata.
Ganun din lamig. Yeah. 10 feet.
Wow.
10 feet possibility.
Because of the rain or
fog. It was all throughout the whole day. So sa amin ganun, and na-realize ko kahit sila Derek E naman, since they were the last group naman, that has been riding. Andun sila, gabi.
Shit,
fuck.
9. Wild.
So talagang, oh.
Mapagyo, no? Tapos walang makita.
Panalit.
Oh. Ensaymada.
Hardest? One.
Day one.
One pa rin. Kasi, gising na si Jojo.
Naman sina. Ayan na, naman sina.
Jojo, dapat kasama ka dito. Ba't wala ka dito?
Ayaw ba?
Nag-Valentine's Day.
Napagod. All right. So, you guys completed the third day. What time did you guys get to the end point?
The first team got there, I think, around 2 o'clock. And then we got there about 5:30. And then you guys got there.
Seven.
Yeah. Kayo, Inigo.
10:30.
And then there was a cutoff.
Yes. It was extended.
The cutoff was 10.
And then they extended it to midnight.
Yeah,
which is 11 enough, and then 12.
It was a good call by the organizer.
Because of the weather.
Yeah, big weather.
Wild.
Pero ang maganda doon, saan liko mo galing doon sa bumabagyo yung bundok? Biglang ang init. As in, tuyo. Zeke, pakita mo yung litrato.
May ano.
Zeke, pakita mo yung photo.
Yun yung pagbaba mo ng blazing. Isang kanto lang.
Ganyan na yun.
Wow!
Ngayon, doon ko naisip na, kaya pala sa dito sa Mountain Province, daming gold mines. Kasi, ang dami pa ng rainbow lagi ron.
Ang ganda ng photo.
Kaya, yan.
Actually, gusto ko intayin si Inigo dun sana eh. Papapicture kami. Para meron leprechaun.
And then in the last one of the last
chapters. Sakto nakagreen ako nun, no?
Happy St. Peter's!
To cross a balsa and then
take
a photo by a waterfall. Tapos I asked them, alam nyo ba maraming dadating na tao dito? Kailan kayo magsasaya? Sir, kung konti-konti na tao, magsasaya na kami. It's like, oh, ito, huwag kayo magsasaya hanggang makita nyo yung tatlong taong to. Madaming dadating pa today, lampas 100 pa. Huwag muna kayo magsasaya, sabi ko.
Oh, kaya pagdating namin doon, kuya, ikaw pa yung pinapahanap namin. Ikaw yung may kulay yung buhok. Ikaw yung kalbo. Ikaw yung maliit.
Ah, talaga? Talaga?
Galing. Pinaantay kami. Sarang, tapos, nung time na yun, dumating kami sa waterfalls. Medyo maaga pa, mga 4:30 yata. Naligo pa kami dun sa waterfalls. Yung sabi, close as you can. Di ba? So talagang nagpatulo kami sa mukha sa waterfalls.
And of course, riding into Vigan. Parang surreal. The hometown of Coach Toto. That was a highlight for me as well. Ibang feeling na may nag-welcome sa inyo sa Vegan na ganun kasaya.
Naantay daw tayo ni Toto eh. Papakain dapat siya sa bahay daw nila eh.
Alam na ko ang...
Kaso, ang bagal daw natin.
In a BMW.
Okay, so what are the things that you wish you had known before entering? And before doing this crazy adventure. Inigo.
Na ganun kadami yung kalsada. Actually, hindi. Medyo marami naman kasi akong alam eh. Kaya...
Sorry.
Na-prepara ko eh.
Preparado yan.
Okay, oh.
Ang hindi lang namin alam na si Seryosohin was the ano eh. Was the hiking eh. Pero sinabihan ako na... Bring hiking shoes.
Oh, ako, putain na, men, yung gulong ko sa harap. Pinahirapan talaga. Kasi mali yung gulong ko eh. 120 yung harap ko. So,
sino nagkabit nun?
Wala, ako namili. Fuckboy boy kasi.
Scrambling? Are you scrambling?
Wala nang ano, wala nang oras. Yo, kasalanan ko rin kasi parang... Too late ako nag-decide mag-change ng tires. So, all the entire trip, pinahirapan ako. Yung gulong ko sa harap, talagang lumulusod sa rat eh. Tapos, ano, ang bigat sa corners. Yun lang.
Ikaw, Buck.
Ako, tama lang na hindi ka mag-prepare. Kasi kaya nga siya adventure dahil hindi mo alam yung pupuntahan mo eh.
You can have an adventure where you're prepared. I'm just saying that. No.
Like, sa akin, maski ayun nga yung ano eh, parang meron conflict kasi gusto mong makapanlamang eh hindi naman to competition eh.
Mm.
'Di ba? It's an event, adventure event para lahat. Magkasama-sama at magkaroon ng camaraderie. Hindi yung pipili ka ng production bike tapos sasali mo tapos magre-reklamo kang hindi ka pinayagan. Yun, ano, enjoyin mo na lang yung ride. Pwede naman, pareho tayo.
Sino ba yun?
No, actually, I was talking to Resty doon sa anniversary ni Coach Mel, no? And I was asking him, what's the perfect bike for this? And he goes, well, I use my GS, and I could do it. And I'm, you know, I'm old, and I was like, maybe the 390 Adventure would be a great bike for it because there's no CF Moto yet, diba? And then he goes, no, pag naka 390 ka, de parang baliwala, sabi niya. It's about challenging yourself, I think. And the bike is part of it. There's a sense of accomplishment in using the bike. But on the flip side,
I would use the 390 Adventure or the UCF Moto Enduro.
Whatever bike you own. That's how we go. Just whatever you have. That's it. That's
except it. Don't put fuckboy tires on
not
the bike.
Not fuckboy tires.
Tsaka ano, kailangan mo talaga mag-prepare sa off-road training. Kasi sabi ko sa kanila, alam mo kung hindi ako nag-training, feeling ko nasa Blazing Mountain pa rin ako hanggang ngayon.
Yun. Dapat. Sino nagturo sa'yo, Inigo?
Siyempre. Ayan, si
Inigo. Anong pangalan?
Anong pangalan meron, ng ano, nagturo sa'yo?
Meron yan parang sa Tanay yata. Yun.
Maalala yung BHP. BHP. Ock-hardened penis daw yun eh.
Oh my god.
It was cool actually that almost the whole group of Inigo, we all train together as one group. I think makes a big difference. No. That's why kami din, we also tried to ride together to see everyone move.
You know what really surprised me though, in your team specifically, was that idol ko si Totti for his riding skills, right? Mm. And he's done motocross and he's, you know, raced on tracks and he does wheelies on public highways. But when he was here, it's something that never done before.
So worried.
Right?
So worried.
And then, you know, parang I didn't expect that coming from such a seasoned, incredibly talented rider.
Yeah.
Do you think he regrets anything?
No. Everyone in the whole group said next year ulit.
Hindi, yung pagdating niya sa vegan, tumatawag ko na siya sa office niya.
Yeah. We have to start planning for next year.
Wow! Alright. So, yeah. We've been chatting about this for an hour.
Pupunta pa kayo sa ano sa Alpine Star Night Ride.
Yeah, there's an Alpine Stars event tonight. Ano bang happening tonight?
There's a bike night happening. They close the street. Yun. So it's pretty special.
Street party yata yun ah.
Habol kami. Kasi nandun
sila. Habol kayo.
Yan sila Jerwin.
Sila Jerwin nandun.
Jerwin are there. Jerwin and Kurt.
Makikipag-chismisan kami.
Imagine mo how many teams joined. 50 teams. That's 50 individual stories. Ang daming kwento.
Dapat yan mailibro.
I was telling ano.
And that's what Resi said. That's what he's doing. He's writing a book. So FJ1 was the first chapter. FJ2 is the second chapter. FJ3 is the third chapter. Sabi na, next year, we're already 50% done. Ibang story na naman. Ang genius.
Galing.
I have to say. And then, ito pala yung ano, he uses the 1250 to para sukatin yung ride.
GS friendly.
He also used himself at 64 years old. Yeah. Pinapos niya all the hikes. Sabi niya, if I did all the hikes, sabi ko, pwede to. Kaya niyo dapat lahat to kasi ako 64 years old. So which was a really amazing point also.
Tsaka ano, lugi kasi yung picture ni Kuya Resti sa Blazing Mountain, walang bagyo. Yung umakyat tayo lahat, putain yung bagyo tayo. So, saan ba yung Mount Kilang dito? Putain na, saan ba yung picture?
Isa lang ang ano niyan, isa lang ang motto ng TLR. Walang mahirap pag nakatradisyon.
grabe. Shout out kay Zach, Kuya Resti, kay Kuya Don Joseph.
Galing.
Ang kalino nyo, pinaglaruan nyo yung emotions namin. Tsaka ako, personally, naramdaman ko yung lahat ng kind of emotions dito sa FJ Moto. Nagalit ako, umiyak ako, natawa ako. Lahat. Na-experience ko lahat yan. So, next year ulit. Sasali ulit kami.
Yun. Alright.
Maghahanap ka naman ng bubudulin mo.
Ulit magruta. Next week daw, babalik si Mark dun.
I want.
Sabay-sabay.
Ano, sasama ka na sa organizing group, Mark? Ikaw na mag, ano?
No,
eh, maliligaw ka eh. Hindi ko alam na suwan ka sa Tugigaraw eh.
Ride ko pa lang to eh. Excuse me. The first time, my first loop.
this was your first North Loop?
I've only ridden like 6 or 7 times na mahabaan.
Wow!
Hindi, yan yung ruta na yan.
Kasama na yung Tagaytay dun, ha?
Halos hindi pa namin nadaanan yan. Ako, personally.
Yeah.
O, si Joseph, marami daw nakasabay na Rusi.
Ayan, si Papa Pao. Maki Agganon, prepared ka. Oo. What does that mean?
Siyempre, yung visa ko, approved lagi.
Approved all the time by Vice Consul.
Si AJ, sabi, ano, ang dami daw dala ni Jojo. Actually, may dala kami extra. Naka-fold lang sa loob ng bag.
Eh, di ba, yung ano, yung charge ni Jojo para ayusin yung motor, 10x.
Ducati rate yun,
Ducati rate.
May late machine doon, tsaka ano, handlebar bender.
Kaya pala yung may dalang handlebar.
Inigo, happy ka sa packing. Happy ka sa packing mo.
Oo.
Batak sa...
Gamit lahat.
Ako nga, isang bag lang eh.
Ikaw, Mark, well, out of all the things you brought, is there one thing?
Ano yung nire-regret mo na that you brought? Na sana di mo dinala.
Wala. Gamit lahat.
Pati extra bed na gamit. Yeah. Pinayaran niya sa akin.
This guy didn't bring camping gear. I had 2 sleeping setups. So nagamit yung isang sleeping setup ko.
That's teamwork. All right. Any final words of wisdom, guys, or any final awesome experiences you guys want to share to the people watching and listening?
Ako, kahit anong explain namin sa photos, videos, you'll never experience it with yourself. You won't understand.
Kaya dapat what it is. Iba sumama ka.
Yeah. Nope.
Next week.
I was saying.
Yeah, you can't begin to describe the experience of doing an FJ movie.
Okay, I was saying, I'm not a competitive person. It's not a competition. I'm not one who believes in... I'm very secure in what I've accomplished in life. But, based sa mga kwento nyo, nainggit ako konti. But then, on the flip side, ang sarap ng tulog ko eh.
Kami rin naman.
But no, I would do it. I would definitely want to do it. But maybe not with like 300 other riders. You know what I mean? Like I would love to do it without that external pressure. I think, but that's me. Yeah, diba?
Si Toti oh, sumagot bigla oh.
You know what hurts? I did it, finish it, and people say it was...
Intriga pa rin.
I mean,
oh my God.
Going back.
Thank you, Sanyo. Thank you.
Awesome experience, Don Joseph. I would love to help, like in organizing it. Like I would love to help in supporting it. But I'm not. I mean, Toti is a different. He sets his mind to something.
His championship mindset.
Yeah, he sets his mind to something, and he will get it done. That's. Ako,
champion ako, hindi.
I wanna do this but relax.
Yeah, we'll do it.
I don't want the time pressure.
I think, ano, iba, 'di ba gusto mo pumunta na relax ka? Sa tingin ko yun yung goal nila Resty diyan, nila Don Joseph, Zach. Kasi it's all about promoting these places na hindi pa napupuntahan ng mga tao. So, like you, na-intriga ka na.
Yeah, yeah.
Gusto ko na pumunta ron.
Definitely.
It's about exploring.
Pero hindi ako the team kay Toddy. Hindi ako sasama sa team ni Toddy. Parang kasama ako sa team ni Diego. Diba? Hindi mo ka naka-hibilihan.
Anytime naman, pwede naman natin.
Game ako doon.
Actually, Don Joseph, volunteer ako.
Game ako doon. But the whole pressure and the team thing,
Follow the trail, FJ Moto, tapos ang mag-guide hero host ng EAP.
Yeah.
Yun! Wait, let's do that. Yeah. Follow the trail. I'll do that. I'm down for that.
Game, brought game to you by FJ Moto.
from vegan.
On that note, thank you so much, Inigo. I'm waiting for my pants.
Thank
Don
you.
Joseph.
Don Joseph.
You're resting. You guys are geniuses.
Don Joseph, you're resting.
Genius.
Zaki, TLR. Genius.
Galing, galing nyo.
Scotty, it's... I want a Ducati now because of the experience of Mark, Zaki.
Next episode, nakalagay dyan, brought to you by Ducati.
Yan!
Ducati, sana
I'll
naman.
Do FJ4 with live stream.
Para may proof. Para may proof. Diba? And Totti, we're really excited about whatever you're doing, wherever you are. We want to have you on the show.
Jana DQ Ducati as a live stream.
Oy, totoo yun, ha, yung ano, ha, don't do to others what you don't want to do to you. Ano mo yung mga kamoting na kuko. Ikinupal din sila.
Huwag natin i-
Ayun mo lang na bring up. Pag-usapan natin offline.
Wala na yung mukha.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.